Hare Krishna. So how you all are enjoying this temple inauguration festival? Isn't it a wonderful ceremony? And isn't it a wonderful temple? Very good. So do you all know who actually built this temple? No, Haribol? It's Devaki Nandan Prabhu who actually built this temple. Single-handedly he built this temple. Although he was involved in Bombay, very actively involved in Bombay, but still he built this temple. Actually, progress depends on achievement. If we don't achieve anything, will there be progress? If we just eat and sleep, will there be progress? In order to progress, we have to make things happen. And that's why it's very important that the leaders set some very nice example of achievement. I'm saying this because I can see that most of you are young. And you all are the future leaders of ISKCON. How many of you want to commit yourselves to ISKCON? Wonderful. What happened to your hand? So, you want to commit yourselves to ISKCON, sure? You know, during one of my first meetings with Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada told me, just offer this life to Krishna. And then he spoke to me for a long time, explaining that point, that the importance of offering ourselves to Krishna. And then finally Prabhupada told me, just offer this life, just one life. And even if nothing happens, what's the loss? It's just one life out of so many. Didn't we have so many lives in the past? We don't even remember what we did in our previous life. So now that we got this opportunity, now that we got this life, what are we going to do with this life? Tell me, what will be the most effective way to utilize this life? How many of you think that offering your life to Krishna is the ultimate goal of our existence? Very good. I'm very happy to speak. So, please consider these points very, very seriously. And during Prabhupada's time, when we joining ISKCON meant full time. No part-time business. Full-time, full commitment. Those days we used to think, those who live in the temple, only their devotees, those who live outside, their karmi. But of course, now ISKCON has embarked onto another phase, where many outsiders are joining. For householders, it's difficult to become full-time devotees, right? Because they have to maintain their family. So householders have some grace, some bonus. But those who are young, unmarried, what they should do? Full-time. And at least few years, you experience the joy and ecstasy of brahmachari life. Then if you want to get married, you can. In ISKCON, we have seen many of the devotees, those who had been brahmacharis, they have become householders. And Prabhupada also said, to be a proper, be an appropriate householder, you have to be a brahmachari. And a brahmachari can be an appropriate householder. Who knows how to control his senses, he only can become an appropriate householder. So become a brahmachari, and then if you want, you can get married. There is no restriction. But if you can remain brahmachari the whole life, that's the best. When Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was young, he started a society called the August Assembly. And the business of those were to remain lifelong brahmacharis. Many joined that society, but there was only one who stuck to the principle, and that was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And you can see what that one person had done. Anyway, so main point is kiva vipra kiva nasi shudra kene noy. It doesn't matter. Naham vipra nacha narakoti napi vaishyana sudra. Acha, come forward, make some room for the devotees, those who are coming in. Let me see how close you can be to me. Thank you. Those who are at the back, they are not moving. So as I was telling, Devakinandan Prabhu set such a nice example. And about opening temples also, I can tell you one anecdote. When Srila Prabhupada was in Kumbh Mela in Allahabad in 1977, you know, Kumbh Mela, there are 40-50 million people come. So many people used to come to see Srila Prabhupada in the evening. And one very dignified looking gentleman, a middle-aged person, in a rather challenging way, he was asking Srila Prabhupada why he was opening so many temples. Actually, that time, Vrindavan temple just opened, and it created a lot of sensation, because that in many, many years, that was the first temple that opened in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, you see, all old temples, hardly any new. Now, those days, Prabhupada's temple, ISKCON, was the only temple, that new temple that came up. And it's a beautiful temple that Prabhupada built. So this gentleman, in a kind of a challenging way, he was asking Srila Prabhupada, why are you opening new temples when there are so many old temples needing repair? So many old temples are needing repair. His point was, why are you building old temples when you can actually repair, when you are building a new temple, when this old temple needs repair? Prabhupada didn't answer the question directly. You know, Prabhupada, what was Prabhupada's response? Who is that lady sitting next to you? So that man said, she is my wife. Then Prabhupada asked, why did you get married? So the man got flustered. He didn't know what to say. Then Prabhupada said, you got married because you wanted to have children. Putrarthe kriyate bhaja. One gets married in order to have children. Now why have children when there are so many orphan children on the streets? And then Prabhupada said, just as you want to have your own children, devotees want to build temples to offer to Krishna. So this is the devotee's expression of love for Krishna. Krishna, I want to build a temple for you. Krishna, I want to offer a temple to you. And this is an offering. Devakinandan Prabhu, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, built this beautiful temple. And we need temples, because the temples are the place from where Krishna consciousness is being going to expand. When you join ISKCON, what do you need? Don't you need association of devotees? When you look for association of devotees, where do you go? Do you go to the marketplace? You may go to marketplace if they're chanting in Sankirtan. But generally, so if you know that there is a temple, then you come to the temple. Then you want to practice Krishna consciousness. Where do you get the inspiration and guidance from? Temple. Then you want to become committed, we want to commit yourself. Where do you want to commit yourself? Temple. That's why Srila Prabhupada, always, when he started the movement, he started to build temples. Here, the first thing he started in 26 Second Avenue, a small little storefront. But that small little storefront attracted so many devotees and sheltered so many devotees. Then Prabhupada wanted to start another temple. The next temple was San Francisco. Same little, small little storefront. Maybe, you know, 1/4 the size of this room. That is the size of the temple. But it created a revolution all over the world. Prabhupada builds temple. So many, but now these temples are even bigger, even more ornate. Like yesterday I was telling Devakinandan Prabhu that this temple looks just like Bombay temple. Only it's bigger. And then I told him, just as the father wants the son to become more successful, more greater achiever. Similarly, Prabhupada will be so happy to see that you have built a temple which is even bigger than what he built. Prabhupada will not feel bad. Prabhupada will feel happy that, well, my son has built something which is greater than mine. So please take this example. And you also plan how to expand this movement. Distribute books, make devotees, more devotees, happy devotees, not sad devotees, happy devotees, ecstatic devotees. Are you all ecstatic in Krishna consciousness? Wonderful. Thank you all very much. Today also is Ram Chandra's Vijay Utsav. Today, Lord Ramchandra killed Ravan. And it is being celebrated, Ram Vijay Utsav. Vijaya Dashami, the 10th day of this month. And who is Lord Ramchandra? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ramchandra appeared in Treta Yuga. And why does the Supreme Personality of Godhead come? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharatah abhutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam shriyam paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam धर्म संस्थापनार्थाया संभवामि युगे युगे. So Lord Ramchandra appeared in Treta Yuga. And what does he do? Paritrana sadhunam. He protects the devotees and vinashaya cha duskritam, annihilates the demons. And by doing that, he establishes dharma. Dharma means the law given by the Supreme Personality of God. Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma is the law given by the Supreme Personality of God. Now, who are the miscreants? The miscreants are those who do not want to abide by the law given by the Lord. They want to create their own law. They do not want to accept the authority of the Supreme Personality of God. So that is the miscreant or a demon. So those who abide by the laws given by the Lord, those who are submissive to the Lord, their devotees, and those who are inimical to the Lord, their demons. Now the Lord performs his pastimes, and Lord's pastimes are actually like a drama. What are the essential elements of drama? The essential element of drama is conflict. Now, that's the difference between a drama and a documentary. When the drama must have conflict, the more the conflict, greater the drama. Right? Therefore, there is, in drama, there are heroes, hero and villain. And the hero and villain conflict. Right? The more the conflict, better the excitement. Right? So similarly, the Lord's pastimes are the real drama. The dramas are enacted on a stage. Different actors play different roles. In Lord's pastimes also, different actors are playing different roles. So there are villains. The villains are actually actors. They're acting according to, and a drama needs a director, right? He directs. So who is the director here in Lord's pastimes? In the drama of Lord's pastimes? Jogamaya. She actually she trains up the actors and actresses to play their role. So who is playing the role of a villain? The hero is the Lord himself. And the villains are here. One villain who is playing the role very nicely, they are two brothers. Jai and Vijay. Two gatekeepers of Vaikuntha. Gatekeepers of Vaikuntha meaning they are devotees of the Lord. But they have been casted by Jogamaya. They are good ones. Good actors. And they are playing the role. In Satya Yuga, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. What was the conflict like? You have seen. And in Treta Yuga, Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And these demons when they play this role of a demon, they actually acquire inconceivable power, incredible power. And like you remember Hiranyakashipu and mainly Hiranyakashipu, what kind of power he acquired? He practically became immortal. So, in order to compete with the Lord, one had to be strong enough. So Hiranyakashipu this way became very, very powerful. Similarly, Ravan also became extremely powerful by performing different austerities. By performing austerities, these people actually become so powerful. And he became also practically immortal. Immortal means nobody could kill him. The only person who could kill is the Supreme Personality of God. So this way, the villain is established on the scene, and then the Lord comes, the hero. And then what happens? Lot of conflict. And the conflict also takes place with the heroine in the center. Right? And so who is the heroine here? Sita Devi. And this demon Ravan stole her. Now in this respect also we can go back to one incident with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, one Brahmana, who is a Ram Bhakta, invited him for lunch. So, during lunch time, Mahaprabhu went and he found that this Brahmana didn't cook anything. So Mahaprabhu said, "What happened? You invited me for lunch and you didn't cook anything." And that person, he was actually and absorbed in the mood of Ramchandra, he became very sad just contemplating on the point that Ravana stole Sita Devi, that the demon stole Sita Devi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then to assure him that Ravana couldn't even touch Sita Devi. When he came to steal Sita Devi, Sita Devi took shelter of Agni Dev. Because in the house there was always a fire burning. So in the hut where Ramchandra was staying with Sita Devi, there was this fire, so Sita Devi took shelter of this Agni Dev. And then Agni Dev took Sita Devi and replaced her with a Maya Sita, illusory Sita. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu consoled that Ravana. Don't worry, Ravana couldn't touch Sita. Sita Devi was taken away by Agnidev in safety, and it was Maya Sita that he stole. And then later on also we see, you remember, Sita Devi now had to stand for fire test, Agni Pariksha. So what happened? And when Sita Devi entered into fire, the Maya Sita disappeared and original Sita Devi came back. So this is how Lord's pastimes were enacted. So, this is how wonderfully the Lord performed. There was so much conflict with Ravan, then finally he killed Ravan. After killing Ravan, rescuing Sita Devi in the Pushpak Viman, that flying vehicle, flying machine, they came to Ayodhya. Now when they were coming to Ayodhya, another very nice incident took place. When they were flying over Kishkindha is the capital of the monkeys, the kingdom of the monkeys. Actually capital of the monkeys. Monkeys are everywhere. So when they were flying over Kishkindha, Sita Devi requests Ramchandra that please take the wives of all the monkeys also to Ayodhya. So the Pushpak Viman, according to her desire, landed in Kishkindha. All the wives of the monkeys also were invited to come in and they went to Ayodhya. One special feature of Pushpak Viman is that it can expand according to the need. When there is one person, it's according to that size. When there are thousands of people, it expands to accommodate all those people. So when Ramchandra came, you know, that Deepavali, the whole city of Ayodhya was lit up with lamps, deepers, Deepavali, or Diwali in short. So that celebration was held there, and everybody was glorifying Lord Ramchandra for killing Ravan. At that time, Agastya Muni, he actually protested. He said, no, the credit for killing Ravan actually goes to Lakshman. So everybody was very surprised that how is it possible, like everybody knows that Ramchandra killed Ravan. But Agastya said, no, if Meghnad, Ravan's son, if Meghnad was not killed, if Meghnad was not killed, then Ravan couldn't have been killed. And Meghnad was practically immortal. Because Meghnad had various boons of being immortal. Not immortal, almost immortal, as you know, that no one in this material nature can be immortal. But some of them become almost immortal. And he has so many different things. Like for example, if he performed a yajna, a specific yajna, then after that he went to the battlefield, nobody could kill him. And by performing this yajna, he could actually become invisible and fight from behind the cloud, practically becoming invisible. So it was very difficult to kill him. And another condition was that Meghnad could have been killed by somebody who did not eat anything for 14 years. And who has been a brahmachari for 14 years. So then Ramchandra said, I gave him fruits every day and he took the fruit. How can you say he didn't eat anything? Then Lakshman said, when you gave me the fruit, you said take it. You didn't say eat it. Therefore I didn't eat it. I placed it in the forest, back to the forest. So Hanuman was asked to go to the forest and said that since the fruits have been touched by the hands of Lakshman, those fruits are imperishable. They can imperishable. They are not going to rot or perish. So they must be there in the forest. So Hanuman go and see if Lakshman's words are true. So Hanuman went, counted the fruits and found the four fruits short of 14 years. So then they was considered okay. He four fruits short, that means 4 days, he had eaten fruits. Then Lakshman said, no, those 4 days, you forgot to give me the fruits. The day when you got the news that father left this planet, the day I was hit by Shakti shell, the day Sita Devi was stolen, and the day Ravan was killed. So then Ramchandra then considered. I mean, they considered. Okay, fine. For 4 days. That's wonderful. He didn't eat anything for 14 years. But Sita was there, and a true brahmachari never even looks at a woman. So Sita was there, so you've been seeing Sita. Then Lakshman said, I only saw her feet. Then Ramchandra remembered when they saw the ornaments that Sita dropped and the monkeys found it, then Hanuman, Lakshman could recognize only one ornament, her ankle belts. And Ramchandra said, yes, that's the only ornament that Lakshman could actually recognize. Because he didn't see, he saw only Sita Devi's feet, didn't see any other part of her body. So Ramchandra was feeling very bad that Lakshman, being my younger brother, you went through so many difficulties. So anyway, in our next pastimes, you will come as my elder brother. And who is that? Balaram. So the next pastime was pastimes of Krishna in Dwarka, in Dwapar Yuga. So although Krishna said, Yada yada hi dharmasya, or sambhavami yuge yuge, but Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, doesn't come yuge yuge. He comes only once in a day of Brahma. Only once in a day of Brahma. And what's the duration of Brahma's day? Sahasra yuga parchantam. 1,000 chatur yugas. 1,000 Satta, Treta, Dwapar, Kali put together is one Divya Yuga, and 1,000 such Divya Yuga, he comes only once. In simple calculation, in 4,000 Yugas, he comes once. And when is that? In a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. Each Manu's reign is 71 Chatur Yuga. Meaning, divide 1,000 by 14, what do you get? 71, about 71. So each Manu's reign is 71 Chatur Yuga. And there are 14 Manus. The seventh Manu is, who is the seventh Manu? Vaivashyata Manu. Vaivashyata Manu. The son Manu, who is the son of Vivashwan. Imam Vivashyate Yogam Praktavan Aham Abhayam Vivashwan Manavit Praho. Vivashwan said it to Manu. Who is that Manu? His son Manu. Vaivashyata Manu. And Manu Ikshaku Vayabravit. Manu then told him to his son Ikshaku. So this is now, this is the reign of seventh month. Vaivashyata. We are actually in Vaivashyata Manvantar. And what's the duration of Manu's reign? 71 Chatur Yugas. Out of the 71 Chatur Yugas, the 28th Chatur Yuga, in 28th Chatur Yuga, Dwapar Yuga ends. At the end of Dwapar Yuga, Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes. So fortunately, this is the Vaivashyata Manvantar. 27 Manvantar went past. In the 28th Manvantar, in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna came. And then following Kali Yuga, as soon as Krishna left, Kali Yuga began. And in that Kali Yuga, Krishna came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he actually revealed the identity of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is that Supreme Personality of Godhead? Aradha Bhagavan, Brajesho Tanay, Stathamo Vrindavana. That Supreme Worshipable Lord is Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Brajesho Tanay. And his dham, his abode is Vrindavan. So, and what is the specialty of Vrindavan? Ramma kachid upasana brajabadhu vargena jagalpita. The way brajabadhus, the cowherd themselves, worshipped Krishna, that is the highest form of worship. So that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Others are his incarnations. Ete chansha kala pungsha krishnastu bhagavan swayam. So the Swayam Bhagavan is not an avatar. He is the avatari. He is the source of all incarnation. And this original Supreme Personality of Godhead resides not in Vaikuntha. He resides in Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a cowherd boy. He is not a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but apparently he doesn't look like Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like if you see a very important person, say for example Narendra Modi, he is the Prime Minister of India. Now, when you see him as the Prime Minister, how do you see him? In the Parliament and in the Assembly, sitting there and giving lectures and so forth. Right? But if you see him in a village tending cows, then will you recognize him as the Prime Minister of India? No, he doesn't look like, he's a cowherd boy. Although 65 years old. So that's why Krishna in Vrindavan is not playing like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's acting like a cowherd boy. That's why it's very difficult to recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he had to come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And coming as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed his identity, that this Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he explained why. Especially the Goswamis of Vrindavan have very, very elaborately, very wonderfully established the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the same time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also retrieved the fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita, where Krishna's identity has been revealed. Like he is a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. But who is that cowherd boy? First of all, what is Vrindavan? Vrindavan is not just an ordinary place. Chintamani prakarasatmasu kalpa vriksha lakshalpitesu. That land is made of touchstone. Chintamani. It's a forest. But that forest, all the trees in the forest are kalpa vrikshas, desire trees. And he is tending cows. Surabhi Ravipalayantam. But those cows are Surabhi cows. And he is sporting with the damsels of Vrindavan, young girls of Vrindavan. Who are those girls? They all are Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samprasa Kumar. So this is how it is being established in the scriptures also, that how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rama Rimurti Shukala Niyamena Tishthan Nana Avataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Parama Pumanya Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam. Ram Adi Ram Nishingha Varaha Kurma, etc. These incarnations, these are Kala, the parts and parts of the parts of the Supreme Personality of God. Niyamena Tishtha. Nana Avataram Akarod. He manifested various incarnations. Nana Avataram akarot bhuvaneshu, in this material world. Kintu, but Krishna swayam samabhavat paramokumar. But Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jasraika nishyashita kala mathava lamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha. Jagadanda natha. Jagat means universe, and who is the lord of the universe? Brahma. And what is the lifespan of Brahma? Eka nishyashita, one breath. Brahma's lifespan is with one breath. Inhale, exhaling, and inhaling. Finished. One Brahma came and went. And whose? That is Mahavishnu. Kala mathava lamba jivanti loma vilaja jagananda natha. Vishnur Mahan. Vishnur Mahan, Mahavishnu. Jasa iha kala vishesha. His kala. His parts of the parts of the parts of the parts of the parts. So that is Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhaja. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very, very wonderfully established the identity of Krishna. That Krishna is a Leela Purushottam. Lord Ramchandra is Marjada Purushottam. He is establishing Marjada, the proper standard of behavior. How should one behave? He himself is, by enacting his pastimes, through his pastimes, he is teaching us how one should behave. Don't you find that? He stuck to the truth. Not of his own truth, his father's commitment. Father, you have made the commitment. Okay, you have to. You can't break your promise. Even if I have to go to the forest, fine. But your words must be upheld. Isn't it a wonderful example to follow? He not only had only one wife, but when somebody expressed some doubts about her character, he banished her. Only the Lord can act like that. And Prabhupada said, if anybody wants to imitate the Supreme Personality of Godhead, imitate the activities of Lord Ramchandra. Imitate his activities. But Krishna's activities should not be imitated. He is a Leela Purushottam. His activities are only for his own pleasure. And nobody else can imitate that activity. Therefore, we have to approach Krishna with proper understanding. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Enjoyer. He is the Supreme Enjoyer. Therefore, he can enjoy. We are not enjoyers. We are enjoyed. We are servants. Our business is not to enjoy, but to serve. So, it's by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that Krishna's identity has been revealed in such a wonderful way. Then the Goswamis, through his elaborate, extensive writings, they have established one such beautiful book by the Goswamis is Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Brihat Bhagavatamrita gives a very clear understanding of the spiritual sky and the topmost region of the spiritual sky and Krishna's position there and the highest form of devotion to Krishna. So please read that book. That book is now available in English. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Gaur Premanande Jai Shri Shri Nitai Gaur Sundar Ki samabeta bhakta vrindaki aur premanande hari. Does anybody have any question? I can take it. Just a few questions, if anybody has. Okay, yes. Do you have a mic? Cordless mic? No, anyway, you can have.
Right. Thank you, Maharaj. In the beginning, you were saying about that how everybody should want to do something for Krishna. So how does one determine? Many times we get burned out just trying to just do something which we think we can.
Very good. Very good. I just pointed out that the leaders should be achievers. No? But before being a leader, first you become a follower. Right? So you serve your leaders very nicely. And then in due course of time, you will see how Krishna makes arrangements. And then take the ball and run. Then you... But main thing is, you have to become a good devotee. Good devotee means surrendered to the higher authority. That is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. Non-devotee wants to be independent. And devotional life begins through surrender, meaning being dependent of the higher authority, Krishna's representatives, and Krishna. Right? And whatever you are asked to do, do it very nicely. Right? And then you will see how automatically things will happen. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yes?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the answer. Just had a question that 5 year education service.
Can you speak a little louder? Because I can hear you. But
while engaged in services.
While engaged in devotional service.
Yeah. It so happens that we may commit some offenses to devotees at the peak of the service. So then, after the service is over, the heart feels that I have not done properly. I've dealt with the devotee in a wrong manner. But at the peak of the service, sometimes it happens.
Okay. Good. Very good point. Now the question is, while rendering devotional service, sometimes at the height of it, we commit some offenses. But afterwards we recognize that and we feel bad. So what should be done, right? Well, when you recognize that you have committed some offense to somebody, go and beg forgiveness. Prabhu, I'm sorry. And a Vaishnava is very kind. What is Vaishnava's response? No, Prabhu, no, there is no offense, come on. Don't worry about it. So that is how the world of the Vaishnavas is so wonderful, so sweet.
Even after begging offenses, after begging forgiveness, it may still happen that there is some scratch remaining in that relationship. And it takes time to cover.
Okay, at least on your part, you beg forgiveness and sincerely apologize and repent. And through that repentance, one will happen. In future, you won't commit any more offense. Now, this is how you are protecting yourself from committing further offense. Okay, give him the mic.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In this yoga, the access, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. The original Krishna came. So, in this yuga, the access to Golok Vrindavan is there. So, this movement is still 10,000 years. So, after this or next this yuga, whether there will be that this Sankirtan movement, like what ISKCON is there, will be there or not?
In other Kalpa?
Yes.
In Kali Yuga, in other Kalpa? Yes. Sankirtan will be there, but this Harinam that leads to Vrindavan won't be there, won't be available. You see, access to Vrindavan won't be available. They will go to Vaikuntha. It's only in this Kali Yuga, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are getting this opportunity to go to Vrindavan. Because Krishna performed this pastime, and in the following Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And then Srila Prabhupada came, and he distributed this opportunity all over the world. That's why it's by Prabhupada's mercy that we are here and we are having an access to Golok Vrindavan. Right? Other yugas, other Kali yugas, they don't get this opportunity to go to Golok Vrindavan. They go to Vaikuntha.
But other yugas, will there be Radha Krishna worship or not?
Huh?
Other yugas, will there be Radha Krishna
worship? That worship will be Lakshmi Narayan worship. Even if it is, I mean, first of all, it won't be Radha. Radharani is only in Vrindavan. Right? So that will be Lakshmi Narayan worship. This Radha Krishna worship has been available to us because we are at a very, very special time. Very special period. Krishna came, performed his pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, revealed Krishna's identity, establish the actual situation of Vrindavan and gave us the opportunity to go to that Golok Vrindavan to receive Krishna prema. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very special. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna prema pradayate. He is giving Krishna prema. And that's why his Mahavadanaya. This Krishna prema is rare even for Lord Brahma. Krishna prema is rare even for Lord Shiva. So that Krishna prema is being distributed abundantly. Okay? Thank you. Yes?
This moment will continue for this moment will continue for 10,000 years.
Yeah.
And English language keeps on changing. That's it. English language, the language keeps on changing with time. So how can we be assured that Prabhupada's books will remain basis for ISKCON for next 10,000 years?
Well, for this 10,000 years, English will be established as the language of this world, and Prabhupada's books will be established as the law books of the world. Like for example, did Sanskrit change in 5,000 years? So what makes you think that language will change in 10,000 years? In 5,000 years, language didn't change. Sanskrit didn't change. In 500 years, Bengali didn't change. Right? Chaitanya Charitamrita written 500 years back is pure Bengali. And so what to speak of when the world becomes Krishna conscious and Prabhupada's books becomes the law book for the world, the books that everybody must follow, then what language they will read? They will, and other languages, it will be translated in that languages also. It has been translated, and those who don't understand English, they'll have an opportunity. But Prabhupada's books and his teachings will be there for 10,000 years. Okay. And at least you rejoice that you are at this point in time when language, there's no question of language changing with time. Okay. Okay, last two questions. Okay, last three questions maybe.
Thank you, you say that Ramchandra is a Maryada Purushottam and Lord Krishna is a Lila Purushottam. What we will call to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What we will call to Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Audarya Purushottam.
What?
Audarya Purushottam.
Audarya
means magnanimous. In no incarnation the Lord has displayed such magnanimity.